You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for the day on this Wednesday, and so that means it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Greg, it looks like an okay day if you're a gold bug. Well, I mean, we've spoken about this morning, but really, it has been a very, very good day. We'll come to that in a moment, but there was a trading update after we did the opening this morning, and I think it was from British American Tobacco, or am I mistaken?
Yes, quite correct, and quite a bit of analysis going through the market. And I mean, I saw a note from UBS, and, you know, more or less sort of said, look, certainly oral tobacco, as they call it, that's falling by 3.5-4% a year, which is problematic for them. I didn't think it looked too bad, but the market took the share down 3% for 554.28 of the closing the day before at 372. Mm. But I mean, three and a half weeks ago, it was just above 500 rand. Yes. So it has had quite a good bounce back. It's just odd that these kind of really defensive stocks, where you can more or less see the free cash flow coming, the market's not interested really in them at the moment. I think Barclays did have a target of north of 700, if I remember seeing that note correctly.
Mm. Do you remember that film, Other People's Money, with Danny DeVito?
I do.
Do you know when he's giving the presentation to the shareholders and the stakeholders and the employees of that company? I think it was a steel-making company or something. It made something. It was a primary industry, rather a primary stroke secondary industry.
Something simple that the audience could understand. Yes.
Yeah, copper wire. That's what they made. They made copper or something. But anyway, he gave the analogy. He said, the best buggy whip company in the world, the buggy whip company that makes the last buggy whip is probably the best buggy whip in the world. But unfortunately, the buggy whip, which is the thing that you would use to encourage your horse to go faster when you're in the buggy at the back, if you see what I mean. But it doesn't mean to say that just because it's the best buggy whip in the world, that the company is doing well. And it's almost as though this is a dying industry, and unless they diversify and reinvent themselves, I can just see the tobacco companies becoming buggy whip companies, if you see. Or am I being a little bit too dramatic?
No, I think you're right, and it is reinventing the wheel. Philip Morris International, like leading this technology where you're heating the tobacco, but you're not burning it. And so you see these guys with these vaping things in the one hand, standing around the car park. But that's not burning tobacco, and that's, I think, where they're going to have growth. There's certain parts of the world, I think, which just continue to smoke, but certainly in a Western world, it's getting more and more frowned upon. I mean, if you want to have a cigarette here at Kratos Capital, you have to walk out onto the streets.
Well, of course you do. You're not allowed to. I mean, isn't there a law against it? And never mind an internal corporate culture that means that you can't smoke inside. But if someone came into your room, a client, for example, and wanted to give you 10 million and you said, I'm going to have a cigarette now, would you have to kick him out and say, I'm sorry, Mr. Williams, get out?
In that particular scenario, no. I would hope for the best. Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look at the market, Greg. The overseas market's all slightly weaker. The Hong Kong situation blowing up into something quite nasty. Did that affect Naspers?
Yeah, I mean, that's initially the news that came through early this morning. Naspers, not too bad, because I think Tencent was down just over 2%. Naspers down 1%. But if you think of the run which has had over the last sort of a month or so, from around the low 3.1s, 3,461 at the end of today. That is 38 rand lower, but sort of kind of brushing that off. I'm still obviously a huge discount, and I think people looking forward to the 19th of July when they're going to do the split, where some of the assets will be listed there quite close to you in Amsterdam.
Yes, indeed. AO Technology Solutions Limited, supplementary announcement to the announcement dated the 4th of June and renewal of cautionary announcement. This is Iqbal Survey, right?
That's the one, yes.
It came out at 5:15.
Yeah, he hoped nobody would notice. Mm. Supplementary announcement. I mean, just to, as we always do, jump to what the markets, the shares bid for 9,000 shares at 68. It's offered in 500 shares at 9 rand. It last traded at 11 rand.
Yeah.
So it's a stock which is under a cloud. I mean, if you take the 11 rand, then it would be a market cap of 3.7 billion. I get a feeling a market cap is a lot lower than that.
Strange situation.
Yeah, a tangled web, yeah, for sure.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. Exactly what I was going to say. Greg, top five major moves to the upside. Really, really good stuff. Anglo Gold Ashanti, up 6.75%. Sappi, up 6.75%. Sibanye, 5.25%. Your clients must be laughing all the way to the bank. Goldfields, up 4.75%. And Harmony, up nearly 4%. Great day. All commodity stocks, but Sappi has replaced one of the gold stocks.
Yeah, I mean, we've been going on like a couple of old-timers here about gold bull runs, but saw some chatter on Twitter from a guy called Greg Falkfein, who's a real old-school stockbroker, and talking about the 1980s when there were 50 different gold counters listed on the JSE. And, you know, you had $20, $30 moves and the gold price was the norm. And so, you know, we're seeing a very diluted version of that, but still spectacular. I mean, each of those stocks, Anglo Gold, 6%, Sibanye, 5.2%, Goldfields, 4.6%, Harmony, 3.9%. But yeah, as we were saying earlier, Monday, Tuesday was the buying opportunity. You could have bought Sibanye around 14.20, close today at 15.37.
I remember Greg Falkfein. In fact, his wife, Terry Falkfein, one of the supremos at 702 Talk Radio. And I don't hold grudges. I'm not one to bear grudges, but she sacked me.
I'm sure it was a misunderstanding or something.
I'm sure it is, Jeff. If only she'd have just taken the time to get to know me.
Oh, wow. But I mean, remember the early 2000s when you did the 702 million rand challenge?
Yes.
I think it was sponsored by Momentum.
It certainly was. It was the first million rand competition outside of that Sunday Times thing that they used to have. You remember that Sunday Times treasure hunt thingy they used to do?
Yes, but I mean, it was innovative at the time, and it was really, really good because I actually picked up a lot of clients through that. You sort of email them the link to enter the competition, and then, I mean, obviously you're playing with fictitious money, and it's not the same thing, but they got a feel for what it would be like to buy a Sibanye at 14, sell it at 60, and obviously got into competition. I think quite a few times you were in the top 10 because you had your own, obviously, non-competitive entry as well. So it was exciting time.
It was all my own work as well, and I insisted that it would be a million rand because that's what would get people in, and it was unheard of in those days, Momentum, to their credit. Yeah.
Yes.
And there was weekly prizes as well. Anyway, just nostalgia and 702 and me being sacked and all that sort of thing. It's been downhill ever since for me, actually. Anyway, on the downside, Greg, talking about downhill, Sokol Sun, we spoke about that this morning, down nearly 19%. And the other one, has that traded yet? The hotel spin-off?
Yeah, so TSH, as you say, quite right, down 3.80 rand. And then let's have a look at the spin-off. That closed at 4 rand. So in fact, it's all square as of yesterday's close. The two together would compensate Togo Sun shareholders.
Okay. Cap down 4.3%. Investec Property down 3.9%. Hyprop down 3.4% and Netcare down 3.3%. Also, I saw earlier on Life Healthcare was also down, but it's been knocked off the bottom of five, but it's right below that that one. Anything, any of those that caught your eye apart from Sogo Sun?
I mean, I suppose we've got to note that two property counters, sort of quite different ones, really, knocked back perhaps property stocks and less in favor at the moment. Netcare, it's been under the kibosh for quite some time here, 17.99. You know, I've seen quite a few bullish reports on it, but you just read them and you think, oh, somebody's long and trying to just do a rescue piece on it.
Okay, what I'm going to do now is give you the spot prices, and you're going to end off our conversation with the closing indexes and the volume and everything. The Rand, sure. The Rand is... it's retreating, well, it's actually retreated by 1.1%, 14.82 against the US dollar, 18.87 against the British pound, and 16.78 against the euro, with the euro dollar 113.18, which has barely changed. The gold price, oh, it's lovely, it's fantastic. It's up $8 to $13.35. The platinum price, 8.16, which has barely changed. And the palladium price is up 10 to 14, let's call it, it's up 11 to $1,400 an ounce on the nail.
Look at that thing,
1600 was the high not so long ago, maybe 2 months ago. The Dow Jones at the moment down 53, taking a well-deserved breather after a breakneck speed rally over the last 5 or 6 trading days. S&P down 7, NASDAQ down around about 0.5%, and in London, the FTSE is down 0.33%. Do you like Boris Johnson, speaking about the FTSE? Do you think he'd make a good prime minister, Greg?
I think he'd be wonderful. I really like I suppose it's just a feeling you get from a person listening to the way they speak. It reminds me of a friend of ours called Gerald Sadler.
Yeah.
Very posh and you know, very well spoken. Yes. And obviously went to the best schools. But, you know, for years ago, you saw this guy, and he's just got a prime minister look about him, really.
Despite the fact that he misled everybody in Britain and contributed to the Brexit vote when he lied about £350 million a week being paid by the UK to the Eurozone. And that's why I can't have him as my prime minister. I can't vote for him. Sorry.
That's probably why he's going to get in, because his new breed of leaders just seem to be the mavericks, really. We want to throw a hand grenade into number 10 there and shake that place up, get some proper leadership.
Greg, indexes, please.
Let me just take a seat, sorry. The bank's down 1.19%, financials down 0.44%, industrials down 1.33%, retail is down 0.5%. Gold index, as we spoke about, up 5.32%, Platts up 2.24%, resources up 1.14%. But net, the market is down 0.1%, 57 points lower, 58,711. Ooh, look at that, $21.8 billion turnover.
Fantastic news. Good. Well done. And congratulations, Nicky Newton-King and the team at the JSE Limited for plus $20 billion day. Brilliant stuff. Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time as always. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.